Morning, everyone. Good morning. So while we're worshiping, like I saw the word friend. So just thinking, like God's asking us, can you be my friend? So tell your neighbor that God, Jesus is my friend. Is God. Good. Okay. So we are doing a series on, as a church, basically our values. And today is one of the important value that is basically the end product of whatever we are doing. That is something called as church planting. So we will look at it in much detail, and we will see where God is calling us, each one of us, and our church and our people. So all our ministries, women ministry, men's ministry, street children ministry, what else, boys ministry, girls ministry, everything has been aligned to achieve this common goal. That is planting churches across city, across state, across nationally, and across international. Okay, so this is something which you can find in our website. So this is, I just took a snippet of church planting. So I wanted to read this to all of us. So the church planting text is here. Yes, this one. Church planting. We value church planting as one of our core principles. We believe in expanding God's kingdom, biblical beliefs, values, and teachings to the people in and around the city, state, nationally, and internationally. So we believe, and as I said, one of our core principles, that is church planting. How many of us have heard this word, church planting? Church planting. Okay, good. We have heard this word, church planting. That's good. So we will see basically what actually it is. So why we have taken this series, we have done with prayer, we are done with equipping, we are done with church planting, and there are others which are at the top that's still I don't want to read that out. Now, why we are doing this, all these values, they're still to come, unity, that is teaching, relational and fellowship and many more. So why we are doing this series is to make us aware, our church and our people aware, what Renewed Hope Community, that is this church, is all about, and what we believe and why we believe as a church. Okay, so that is the main idea. So what is church planting? We may plant a seed, we may plant a tree, we may plant something else, but how can you plant a church, right? So what is church planting? Church planting is establishing of an organized body of believers in a new location. Okay, so it is basically, planting something in a new location in an organized way. Why I said an organized way, that is we will come back when we call that as a church. Okay, for example, this is our church, Renewed Hope Community, is birthed from our mother church, which is located in Colaba, that is in Mumbai, proper Mumbai. They planted a church that is in Panvel, that is in Navi Mumbai, new location, new. So that is, and that was years back, 8 years back they did it. They planted this in Panvel, new location, years back. And why this church planting is, we also, as a church, have set goals, or we want to achieve this, that we also want to plant churches the coming years. So we also have this goal. As I said, it's an ultimate goal. Whatever ministry we are doing, whatever things we are doing, the end product is church planting. Our ultimate goal, or God's ultimate goal, is that we spread out in and around the city, outside the state, outside our country, and through church plants. One of our heart we have in one of the locations, that is in Navi Mumbai. Meet me personally and ask what is that location, but we feel God is calling us in this coming years, and we have set targets, or we want to plant something there in this coming years, not only here in the city, but also nationally, internationally, inside, outside borders, all that. And yesterday, when I was preparing for this, yesterday I get a WhatsApp message saying that we are planting a church in Australia. You are welcome. And there was a Zoom link. It said 12:30 is your IST time. I was like, oh, wow. So that is how church planting works out. And I witnessed a church plant yesterday. You know, I didn't join that, but I witnessed it that, you know, and then we were all like typing, praise God, and, you know, wonderful, God is doing wonderful. So when we talk about church planting, there are normal response or discussions, okay, about what actually it is. The normal response or discussion about church planting. This is very normal, okay, which we all have or maybe we may have in our minds. The first thing is, we already have plenty of churches and that have lots of room for new people. Tell me any one church which doesn't have room for new people? Existing churches? Any existing church which does not have room for new people? Right? We have lot of churches exist which has lot of rooms for new people who can come to this place. And let them get filled before we start building back new ones. So this is one of our common discussions or the normal response when we say that we want to plant church. We say, for example, you know, people ask me, when are you planning to plant a church? I would say, this place, the back, you know, that need to be filled. This, okay, we should not have anything at this front side. The screen should touch at the back. And that is a sign, you know, I would say that. That is a sign that God will say that, okay, this place is enough. Now, like, you know, you need to. I don't want to have a bigger place than expanded. But believe God is giving us a sign that was enough. This is the time for you to plant church. Second assumption or discussion or, like, you know, response normally do people have is, every church in this community used to be more full than it is now. A new church here will just take people from other churches that are already hurting and they will be weakening everyone. So it is like you plant another church, there are other churches across, their people can come here and like you are already weakening them. You know, it's not a good concept. So there's another response which we can have for church planting. The third is, help the churches that are struggling first. A new church does not help the existing ones that are just, we need better churches, not more churches. Okay, there's another one. For example, you know, if we want to plant a church now, I'm just giving you an example. You'd say, let us, you know, be good with our finances. Let us strengthen ourselves. Let us achieve something. And then we will go for planting church. Okay, so these are normal responses usually when we talk about church planting. Okay, so what is church planting? We do something and organize the body of Christ in a new place of believers in a new location. These statements appear to be common sense. Yes, it really, you know, it's really true to be many people. But rest on several wrong assumptions. These are statements can be true, but rest on wrong assumptions. The error of this thinking will make us clear if we ask why we need church planting. If I ask you why you need church planting, then we can answer all these responses. Okay? So, why we want to plant churches? Why we want to plant churches? Okay? So, the church planting concept itself is very biblical. Okay? In our Fridays, we are doing a series on Thessalonians. Okay? And here Paul talks about something which was planted. And he sends Timothy there, says, see that, you know, how that is happening. And he was only for a few months, or like, we may not know exactly how much time he was there, but we see that it is a very biblical concept. Paul traveled in an area, he always tried to spend time in each to establish the local body of believers and train them. Later, he will try to revisit those churches. If you want to read Acts 14, Acts 17, Acts 15, you will see this. You know, if you read the book of Acts, you will see the reference of Thessalonica, Galatians, you will see all that. So Paul used to go, plant something, and then later he will send a letter, or like he would say, like, I want to visit, or he will go to visit. So that is how planting churches do happen or did happen in Paul's life. We know that there are two missionary journeys that Paul had. So wherever he went, he planted churches. Okay? The churches were established, and then we see, if you read Thessalonians, okay, from the book of Thessalonians, we see that then this church, which was planted or like which was established by Paul, he sent, this church was able to plant many other churches, or they were able to send people out. Okay? And as we read Matthew 28:19-20, it includes Great Commission, involves making disciples and also baptizing them. So plant churches, the call to plant churches is not only to share the faith. The Great Commission talks about it. It says that make disciples and baptize them. When we say baptism, it means incorporation in a worshipping community with accountability and boundaries. The only way truly we will increase, or the person will increase the number of Christians in a town, is to increase the number of churches. So when the Great Commission talks about making disciples, it doesn't talk about only faith, but it also talks about baptism. And when we read this, you know, in the book of Acts, we see that 3,000 people were baptized. And if you read this, they said they joined. They joined them. They joined them, and that church grew. And the church grew. So sharing faith, it is not only important, but we also need to make them, baptize them, so that incorporate them in the body of Christ. Because there will be other challenges in the journey of that new believer. So the church plays a very vital role. Only a person being evangelized in this context of ongoing worshipping and shepherding community can be sure to finally come home in vital and saving faith. A person who is part of a community, not only sharing faith, but also part of a community or a group of people, believers, there are more opportunities for that person to grow. And we see that in biblically and Paul. And he believed in another concept. Okay? His concept was to plant churches in urban cities. Okay? So his strategy was he will go to the main city of a region. We read it in Acts chapter 16. And then he will plant churches in each city. So what we will do, he will gather, he will teach, he will build one community of people, then he will go back, and then he will again come back. This means Paul had two controlling assumptions. When we read this, what he used to do is to go there, plant church. He used to, you know, first of all, he used to visit urban church, urban place, and then he used to plant a church. This means Paul had two assumptions. You know, overall, if you look at his life and ministry, the way to most permanently influence a country was through its cities or the major cities. That was his assumption. Okay, Paul's assumption was that if you want to influence a city, you want to do something in the city. If you want to influence a country, you want to do something in major cities. Okay, for example, if you want to do something in the state of Maharashtra, you know, Mumbai is a place, or like it's an influential place. So you want to influence this place, that is Mumbai, automatically the state of Maharashtra will be blessed. That's what is one of his assumptions were. So he used to visit major cities. He used to go to major cities, talk to them, and you know, even Thessalonians, like it's a major port hub, you know, it's all very rich, wealthy people. And he goes there, he builds a community, and we read 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, which he talks about this. And Paul talks about one of the important concepts is when we read the book of Thessalonians, he says that my job is finished here. So he goes in a major city, he plants something there, and then he says, there is no way or there is no place for me now here in this place to share the gospel. What did he say? If you read the scriptures, he says that there is no place for me now to here to share the gospel. Okay? So his concept was, go to the major city, plant a church, automatically it will influence. My job is done. You know, the community has been built. My job is done. And it will automatically move on. So that's the reason you look at the life of Paul. He was not placed in only one city or one place. Colossians, Thessalonians. If you look at it, he's just moving around. Paul talks about it. He says that my job is done. I don't think. 23, if you read this, he says this word that the gospel in the region that he had, he says there is no more place to work in these regions now. Why did he say it was a small church which was been birthed? But according to him, he thinks that if the church has been placed in the major city, it will automatically influence that city. So he wants to move out. So Paul's strategy, you know, was is another concept where he used to think that urban churches, you influence an urban city, it will influence this country, and he planned churches and then he will move out. But he will be connected with those churches. Okay, so why we plan church? It's all very biblical. Okay, so you know, God's plan is the Great Commission. Go and make disciples and baptize them. And we know in the book of Acts, they all came together. And it says 3,000 people were baptized and they joined themselves. Okay, so we see all that in the scripture. So what are the facts of new church plants? Okay, consider facts of new church plant. There are some facts which we all assume, okay, or we have it in mind, or some things which are very real. New churches are the best reach new, you know, new churches can best reach new generations, new residents, and new people groups. How many of us believe in this statement? New churches can reach to new generations, new residents, and new people groups. Okay, let's take this new generation. If you go to an older congregation or like older churches, there are a lot of things already been put in place. Okay? So there are systems, there are criteria, there are things which need to follow. And, you know, and they would follow, and they are following it for 10 years, 20 years. So it is very difficult for them to change when there's a new generation coming up. So contextualization or what they need, the new generation. So it is very difficult. So the worship, the length of service may be sometimes 3 hours. You know, there are churches which we know they start in the morning and only in the evening. So, you know, there are sermon topics, there are responses which the older churches do they have. And they have built it, and it is not bad. They have built it over the period of years, and they have big congregations. So it is very difficult for them to change. So when a new church plant comes up, and there is a crowd which has been catered, maybe new people, that is a new generation or like teenagers, they are able to cater them. So why we have to plant churches is it appeals to them. Okay, where you can change. Not that like, you know, we change because of them, but some things, for example, a sermon, if it is 30, you know, for example, it is 1 hour, you know, if the new generation or new people or time has changed, they may keep it 45 minutes, okay, 15 minutes gap. So there are things. Leadership style, everything can be changed. Okay, a new leader, a young leader can come who can cater to this new generation. Okay, so new churches are the best reach to new generations. Okay, second is, you know, new residents. So people who move, even today morning we got a call from someone. So you know, they're looking for something, you know, something new, and they're asking few questions about, you know, what this community is all about. So when people come, you know, in a church or in a new church especially, or a new planted church, suppose, you know, they want to grow in that place. Okay, suppose they want to grow in that place. If they go to an older place, or like there are already 10 years people are there, the leadership is there, their worship group is there, their men's leader, you know, women's leaders are already exist. So they only become part of it. They don't get an opportunity towards it. So when new people do come and they see their vision, so there are opportunities do come very fast for them. Okay, so it also caters new people, new residents if we plant new churches. Third is, you know, there are people groups, different types of people groups. Okay, so for example, if suppose, you know, we have students here, majority of our church, for example, if they are students, so everything it's a new social group, because there would be a church running from 10 years, it may have family, okay, family, elderly, but they may not have youth. There would be a new, for example, especially in Panvel, we have universities, Place, MGM, you know, Amity University, so we have, and this church is able to cater to them, especially for youth. So this new social group, for example, someone wants to cater only to the youths, or like, you know, God is calling that pastor or a leader to cater to the youth, and they plant a church, so they can cater it more easily. If this youth go to this church, for example, which has been 10 years, 20 years, and again I'm saying it is not bad, okay, we we are also an old church. We are also not a new church. We are also exist from 8 years. So we are also putting our place in it. But people do kind of like get more attention in new churches, and they can cater them very easily. Okay, and they may change, innovate. So suppose they want to change the sound system or they want to change something, it's very easy to change in a new church plan. And if you go and want to change something which is 20 years, they have been running the show, and the same way you go and say that, you know, this needs to be changed, there will be a big conflict. Okay, so we can reach out to different social groups. The new church plan has an opportunity to change, invent, you know, do some research, R&D, and, you know, they can do anything they want. And it's very easy according to the social groups which is there in the city, which it is placed, they are able to cater. And many people do ask us, you know, why we don't have Hindi translations? Why we don't have Hindi translations? Many people do come, they say, why do they have, why, you know, as a church, we don't have Hindi translations? So I used to say that, I believe God is calling us for something else. There are many Hindi churches in Panvel, but hardly any English church. Churches have translators, okay, where they have English and Hindi, multilingual, but I believe translation itself has its challenges, advantages and disadvantages. And we believe God has called us for something. So there are people, so that's the reason, different social groups. You know, there is a church which would cater to youth, there would be a church catered to families, there would be a church catered to, you know, different social groups. So it has his own vision. God has his own vision for his own people. So we can't say this old church was running for 20 years, it's bad. No, they have a very strong foundation. They have built a foundation over the period of years, and they have been catering to families, societies, and influencing. And the same way, a new church plan who's catering to youngsters may also, it also has its own importance. Okay, so God calls each church different. So we can't just say, okay, this church is running in this site, so let us also implement that. No, those churches have been tried and tested for years. They are standing tall. You know, all glory to God. And this new church plan, also God has a plan for it. Okay? So when we plan new churches, it's easy to reach out to new generation. Because a lot of opportunities to change, implement, decisions. If you want to go to 10, 20 years, you know, older churches, there is a committee, there is like decision, you know, you have to make, and then, you know, whether it's final. But here, like, you know, there's one feedback people can easily change. Okay? And we can reach to new residents that are looking for something new. And especially people looking for church means they are looking for something new, okay, which we have, they have, may have experienced in the past, or they want to have similar experiences. So there are a few facts more which we can go through. New churches best reach the unchurched. Okay? So there's a study, okay, denominational studies have confirmed that the average new church, okay, the average new church gains most of its new members, 60 to 80%. The new church gains an unchurched person, 60 to 80%, from the ranks of people who are not attending any worship body, while churches who have been running for 10 to 15 years of age gain 80 to 90%. So, of new members by basically their growth is transfer. Okay, the church which is running for 10 to 20 years, so their growth is transferred. For example, we were part of Kulaba. So anyone who will be transferred, they will come and you know, join Kulaba. But I'm not saying that Kulaba is bad. I'm just saying that they would, because they exist long time back. So their growth is usually more of, you know, because church, they would get people around because of their contacts or known. But new churches have the ability for getting the unchurched. Because there are a lot of, because the church is new and they want to evangelize, they want to socialize, they want to do missional activities and all that. So the new members who join a new plant church has more. So it says around 6 to 8 times, you know, maybe 10%, there are chances that a new church plant can get more unchurched people, okay? Unchurched people in the body of Christ. So we are not saying, although established congregations provide many things that newer churches often cannot, we all believe, yes, older churches in general will be able to match the effectiveness of the new bodies in reaching the people in the kingdom. So they are effective,
older churches. Okay?
So as congregation ages, powerful institutions, pressures, lead inside, and most of the resources have been channelized. You know why? One of the reasons is the older churches, you know, they don't look missionaries. For example, a church congregation like 300, 350, 400. So their entire influence, they already have people inside. So the entire efforts are like, how do I build this family? How do I? So their resources, the vision, their ministries, most of them are channelized to influence or invest in the people who are inside. Okay, and they have stability and they really do well. So that doesn't mean, as I said, that established churches cannot win new people. In fact, many non-Christians will be reached only by churches with long roots in the community and the marks of stability and respectability, right? So anyone who wants to join a new church, they will definitely go and look at the church website. They see, like, you know, how many years old and what are the people they are coming in, which type of people they are coming in and all that. So new churches are the best, people say, that to reach the unreached. Ideas to the whole body. Okay, so we all can believe in this. There's plenty of resistance to the idea. In the older churches, there are resistance. They don't want to change because it has worked for them for years, but they don't want to kind of take any risk. Okay, for example, I still remember in Kulapa, we were discussing about the second service. So we had a first service for families. The second service was supposed to be for the youth. Okay. So I still remember we used to have a discussion like how the youth service should be. And we are the one, I opposed this idea of keeping a separate service for the youth. You know, everyone should be there. But today when we look back, they are thriving, you know, the second service. So it has its advantages, it has its disadvantages. Okay? So many older churches, they can't change so easily. But new churches, they become kind of a research and development. So they see something, they do something, it doesn't work. Next week you will see a slide, okay, this is what you are going to do. So there are many, many, opportunities for the new churches to do freedom, to innovate, so that they can become a research and development, or like people look at you and implement. So we have observed, okay, and this is my take, we have observed that many things from our church, other churches have taken. Many things from our church people have taken. So we become a research and development kind of, okay, they are trying, they're working out, why don't we try? There are resistance, but still, they know something has worked, okay? So new churches brings new ideas as a body, as a whole. So they want to at least, they become an example for others, so that others can at least see and then implement. Okay? Another one is, new churches are one of the best places identify creative, strong leaders for the whole body. Okay, this is something which is very similar, but here the thing is, people do in new churches, freedom is given to them to do it their way. It is not implemented something from the mother church. So the tradition, tenure, routine, all these things have been taken away. So new congregation has a hand to experiment by themselves. For example, many of them in our church trained in music and in leadership because there was no one to do it, right? No one to do it. If suppose there's a team of, for example, 15, 20 years, the church is running and you come as a student here in Panvel, so you will find very minimum, you will get opportunities. God willing, definitely, whether you go to a new church or an old church, definitely God will bring opportunities, but it will be very, very limited. So they are very creative. They take risks, okay? They innovate, and they are future orientation. So they look at future, okay? What we will be, and they are keep on challenging themselves. They often think out of box, okay? So this, whatever I'm preaching, it is basically, we are doing a course on church planting as well, right? Like there's a course of church planting where two of our church members have already been enrolled. So there, it is not like, I have made it myself and I am giving it to you. It has been well tested, known by people outside, inside, everywhere. Okay? So this is not my words. These are the resources from Great Coast Colleges. So they do attract and they do bring people. Okay? And strong leadership development. development do happen in youth church. Leadership development, people who can't speak, people who can't play, people who don't get an opportunity. In new churches, they do get it. And established churches, as I said, you get it, but it is like bare minimum. There are new churches who challenge other churches to self-examine. As I said, the success of new churches often challenges the other churches that how they are doing it. Okay, if they are doing it good, so they will also try that. If they are doing it bad, definitely they will not try it. But whatever good things are there, they will always kind of try and implement. We have seen people do like our brunch concept. Okay, people do like our brunch concept, the concept of our brunch, which we have after the service. So people do like this. So one of the things which I was discussing, what is the reason why you're spending on brunch? I said, if you look at the overall cost for the brunch, including the place, it is bare minimum. If you want to just pay for this place and not have brunch, that means you will say that, RHC people are very foolish. So we are getting it kind of complimentary with our inclusive of this hall rent. So people do like it. The concept, our concept of brunch is fellowship. We don't want to put any pressure on our people, after you go back. So what used to happen initially was, people used to come to church and then they rush. Okay, 11:30, 12. Why? Tamata banana lena hai, kanda banana hai, kanda ye lena hai, chai banana hai, and children are there. Definitely, small children are there, they'll be rushing through. And here now, once we have a brunch, 5 baje bhi, usually, our home, start cooking, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you have this. So the main concept is not food. The main concept is not that we are spending on something which is not needed. It's been very intentional, why we are doing it. So the success of new churches often been implemented by others. And they challenge, older churches. Okay, new churches do challenge older churches. Okay, as I was saying, we are an old church now. Don't think that we are a new church. Yeah, sorry. So, the success of new churches often challenge older communities. It's a good way of doing it. Okay. All this, I just wanted to show about, what are the few concepts, why we plant churches. I know this is a very important and different concept, but as I said, it's one of the things which everything runs towards the end. It is like this, the water flows and in the end it comes out, right? So our end product of our church need to be church plant. We all grow, we all have our vision and all that, but in the end it's like, we expand we impact the body of Christ. Okay. But in the entire church planting process, ask yourself, what is your part in this entire church planting process? Take a minute and ask yourself, church or tomorrow, if you want to plant church somewhere else, what is my part in this church planting process? We always feel it is not mine, this is this leader, this is that person who is going to do it. Each one plays a role. We all have a role to play. As I said, every ministry, from street children to Sunday school and all that, entire, if you want to draw a line for end towards church planting. Okay? We all have a role to play. Someone will be pioneers, some will support, and someone will stand with them, someone will pray, and someone will open their heart. So these are the three things which I thought will share, and God is asking us to make ourselves, as I said, we also have a vision of a church plant. So prepare. When we say church planting, it usually does not start with a big plan. It does not start with a big plan. It starts with a 1 RK rule. Church plant does start, begins with that small 1 RK rule. So we can ask ourselves, is my room preparing for church plant? Is my room preparing for church plant? Preparing others for church plant? Preparing a missional community? Preparing our people? Preparing myself to expand this great vision, the great commission, go and make disciples. So we prepare ourselves, we prepare our homes first. It begins from our home. Every church plant begins from our home. We begin with a small community, and it gives birth to a massive community like this. There are stories, and it creates opportunities in societies. It creates opportunity in the place where we are staying. As a church, we can't do anything in, for example, India Bulls or Amity. I'm just taking your place. It's a little far away. So my home, my place becomes a missional ground to prepare people, prepare myself, prepare my home, train others, and to birth something there, and to become something which is massive, which can impact that university, which can impact that place. It only has that opportunity and capability. RSC in New Panvel doesn't have that capability to reach out in Amity University or in India Bulls or wherever we are staying. It is our birth in that place, our home in that place, which can impact that society, which can impact, bring missional values. So the entire church planting process is not a big hall or a big house or a, you know, instruments or the church need to be there, a registered room. Starts from prepare. Are we preparing ourselves? Are we preparing for others for this great commission? To baptize them and to share the gospel. Second thing which, you know, we can do is support. You know, support those who are doing it. How do we do it? It's by attending. Okay? Attending. As I said, all our ministries, the end product is expansion. Expansion of not RSC, expansion of the kingdom. So, how do I support this church planting process? Why are we doing men's ministry? Why are we doing women's ministry? Building people, preparing for the expansion of the kingdom. Support, how are we going to support those opportunities? You're part of men's ministry, part of women's ministry, part of worship, part of street kids, massive opportunities. We all can be part of it. Then only this church planting can become a successful vision of our church. Otherwise, you will see it's not being birthed. It births in someone's home, but it is not, doesn't birth in others. So support by attending this ministries, for the ultimate goal, as I said, is the expansion of the kingdom of God. The third one is pray. Pray to God to give us new places, territory. Pray for pioneers that God will raise them. We can pray. We feel that I don't have it or we can't have it. We don't have to be pioneers every time, but we can be a very much simple things. Stuff. We saw, right, last time, whenever a Formula One pit stop happens, it's not about the pioneer who is running or like driving. It's about the support system. All come and help. So that is how our ministries are. Our ministries are all together, clubbed together to bring this up, this pioneer of expansion towards different cities, different places, nation, and international as well. Ask God. Okay, so we have talked about why church plant. We talked about some concepts of church plant, why this new church plant helps. Now we'll see the journey of a church plant. Okay, so this location or what we see here is about this place. There are two places which is in the map. One is in New Panvel, one is in New Hope Community Church, RNC. And we will see this journey, how this been taken place, or how it's been built. Okay? So, starts from This was a house where this journey of Union Hope Community all began. This was a house, or this was a church. Okay. When we moved to Panvel, it was one family who used to come to that house. One family, husband and wife. Wife used to sit down and used to go up with the kid. So, in a house, just a small hall, that is how it's birthed. So it did not birth as a church, it birthed as a house group. As I said, prepare our homes for missional ground. You know, I've been very encouraged by people said, you know, women's ministry are happening in this place, women's ministry is happening in XYZ place. We are preparing our homes for missional ground, for someone to take this place of expansion, and overall God is training us for that. Now it started there. Okay? Small community gathered in the year of 2014 when we came here, and that is where like a story started. So it was our home and we started it. And then it came to this place. Okay? This place is a place. It's a small school, and there, like, you know, we used to climb three floors, a small school, and we never had all these instruments, nothing. We had one stranger, that is, once, you know, it's like a suitcase. It's a small one. That was our speaker, and then we had one mic. Okay. So maybe that mic, I'm not sure. So, one mic. And very few people. Okay? Actually, this picture is being taken by, you know, when we had an event. So that's where, like, here's a lot of people. But, you know, that is where. And it was three floors. People came for the first week. Second week, they did not come only. So they said, and as a church, you can't afford anything else than this place. And they said, climbing is very difficult in your church. We can't come. And they did not come. Came for the first service after that. We should say, like, we are looking for it and all that, but you know, that was the challenge. The washroom need, you know, where the preaching is happening, there used to be the washroom. The people used to, like, if I'm preaching, someone will go from here. So, you know, it wasn't. But we do it. And do it for God. God does it now. Right? It started with 14-15. Very challenging. Panvel was not a place how you see. There was no Balaji Symphony, there was no Vignartha. Entire Vignartha was Khali. No one used to sleep. Pitch dark, load shedding. 7 years back I'm talking about, okay? If you had invested, you have been a blessed person. Yes. 7 years back, no. We have been from this mother church, which is of 300, 400 in one congregation, one service. We had three services, and we came to this place, and we were just in that time. God develops us, God trains the leader in this church plan process, then he trains the congregation. So it was all a matter of faith. One day, you know, I was coming out from a place, Panvel. When we were staying in this house, I met with an accident outside the gate, and I was lying down there. 50-60 people ran and came there. I was lying down, my wife was crying. That time, we were not expecting Abhisha and God. So, I was lying down, means flat, and people came up, what happened? And my wife is crying. And I was severe. I didn't know where to go. Take us. No one. We are alone. No one. Oh, that's the reason I always say I feel very jealous of Sam. And there was another girl, like today she is not there. We were talking to her last week. New girl, Jessie. So, no one. I didn't know. And no one took me around. Like, hospital also. My wife, you know, one day she was traveling. She was, you know, and we were expecting Abhisha. Conceived, and She started bleeding. In Andheri, she was traveling by train. We didn't know which doctor, where to go in Panvel. At least Mumbai, we knew a lot of places. He's crying, I'm crying. Searching Google, finding out people, a doctor, and we found one person. And there is where our two mothers are going now. So it's been a journey of a church plant. Yes. It's been exciting, but it's challenging. We had our own challenges. And there God moved us here. He most asked us, you came last week. Even though 50% of our crowd has not come, praise God. And as I said to the point also, we don't talk about joining the church. God is doing great things. And then we moved to this place, and it's a blessing. And we have innovation, the challenging ourselves that how do we do from this place. My question to all of us this morning is, what if RSC was not planted in Panvel? What about Auntie Jayashree? What about Auntie Rashree? Yes? What Sam? What about Manoj and Priya? They are not here. What about Street Children? When we look at the eyes of the street children, I was looking at the eyes of the announcements. I was looking at the eyes of that child who was sitting in the front and having dinner. There were kind of tears in my eyes. If RHC was not, what about this child? What about these people who joined Manoj and Priya from RHC? Impacts a massive community. I'm just saying, you put this word out. God's word, Narin gave, it's right out of the reading, and I said, he has the impacts. He has so look at this. As I said, there are a lot of ministries missing. What about our children? What about Drew? In it, some place. Impacts lives. I still remember Suraj and Joyce. This church is not being built. Church plan is really important. It's a hard one. This home is a church. It can plant multiple churches. A missionary ministries are a church. It's going to give birth to churches. Body of Christ. said it is a very high level concept. We teach in leadership. But God said, teach our children, teach my children. Which plays a vital role in our lives. Yes, you all agree with it? I can't think about my life without the church. Not that I'm being a pastor. I'm talking about my life when I was part of the church. Yula was saying, I don't know what I will do for 4 months. We said, you have to start something in Tamil Nadu for 4 months. He said, I don't know what I will do. The church is a mission. We have every opportunity to innovate ways, leaders, and churches. Move across this and stir this. God has placed us. Sowing ground for the church plan. God's great mission. Go and make disciples in this place. Amen. So we'll just pray. Yes. Amen. We want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity that you have given. Thank you for the people who have placed in this. Thank you for the church where you have placed in this. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the ministries, day in and day out, that you are helping us to do it. It is not just a plan or a room for the sake of doing. It is a missional plan where many of the things will happen from both in the end of your expansion. And one of the things we church about, there are many other things, God, we know, that are from our church, we want missionaries to be saved. From our church, we want to send out church planters. Now from our church, we want to send out people who will stand for and who boast people and for their rights. We want from our church people who will influence and influence. The church can be both anywhere. It is not just a structure, but a group of people that can be both. The Bible says, who are the church? Are we ready to be planted in the kingdom of God? You are the church. We are the church. Are we ready to be planted for His purpose, which will become a missional ground for many? We are the body of church. We are the body of Christ. And we are the church. Are we ready to plant ourselves? God, we worship you. Many times we look at this concept, we look at a structure, we look at planning, all the different forget the concept that we are the church, which need to be planted deep, deep in the roots which we get, not you. And from out there, taste it. Ministries will be in the expansion. In the name of Jesus, we ask you. May the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us for now and forever. Amen. Amen.